A reading from the book of Deuteronomy. Moses said to the people, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. Therefore you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. Take to heart these words which I enjoin on you today. Drill them into your children. Speak of them at home and abroad, whether you are busy or at rest. Bind them at your wrist as a sign, and let them be as a pendant on your forehead. Write them on the doorposts of your houses and on your gates. When the Lord your God brings you into the land which he swore to your ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that he would give you, a land with fine, large cities that you did not build, with houses full of goods of all sorts that you did not garner, with cisterns that you did not dig, with vineyards and olive groves that you did not plant. And when therefore you eat your fill, take care not to forget the Lord, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, that place of slavery. The Lord your God shall you fear. The Lord your God shall you serve, and by the Lord your God's name shall you swear." The word of the Lord. Today's first reading contains the words of the Shema, the daily prayer of the Jewish people, the words that they bind on their foreheads and arms with phylacteries and on their doorposts with the mezuzah. For the Hebrew people, the Shema was about faithfulness and unity with the ground, the source of their being. It was a call to relationship, not obligation or servitude. It was the prayer that was a reminder that they were called to stand apart from other nations in their faithfulness to the God who was always faithful to them. The first word of this prayer, Shema, is like the call of the shofar, demanding attention. Hear, O Israel. Hearken. Pay attention. Listen. The Lord your God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your strength. These words were at the heart of the entire Torah, and they were to be drilled into their children. That is, never forgotten. There's an old Hasidic tale told of a couple whose 10-year-old son refused to study Torah. They did everything they could to get him to study, but he absolutely refused. They asked everyone they met for advice, to no avail. Finally, they heard that the greatest Hasidic Rebbe of their generation, Aaron of Karlin, was going to visit their village. Surely the Rebbe would be able to convince their son to study Torah. The day arrived, and the parents got in line with the other villagers who desired to share their greatest concerns with the great Rebbe. The line inched closer and closer, until finally the parents were ushered into the Rebbe's presence, and they told him their story. The Rebbe got up from behind his desk and looked at the boy who stood defiantly with his arms folded. The Rebbe looked at the parents who looked nervously at each other, and then at their son, and then back at the Rebbe. "So he won't study Torah," growled the Rebbe. "Just leave him here with me for 2 hours. I'll give him a talking to he'll never forget." The parents were taken aback and wondered if they should leave their son with this fierce man, but everything else had failed. He was their last hope. When the parents left, the Rebbe approached the boy and slowly and tenderly wrapped his big arms around him. The boy resisted at first, but then let his arms drop, and he was finally pulled against the breast of the great man. He stood there, hearing the Rebbe's heartbeat. Their breath flowed in and out together. 2 hours after they had departed, the parents returned. "Did it work?" they inquired. "Did it work?" he practically shouted. "Just wait and see." Over the next few days and weeks, the parents couldn't believe the transformation in their son. He was paying attention to other people, becoming aware of their needs and concerns. He was interested in their stories, When he heard others discussing the Torah, he suddenly realized these were stories of people. He became fascinated with them. What made the people act that way? Soon enough, he was asking to study Torah, and within a year, his teachers recognized him as the most talented of students. The fire and wisdom of Talmudic tradition glowed brightly inside him. When it was time for the boy to choose a profession, what else could he do? He became a Rebbe himself. Years later, when he was known as the greatest Rebbe of his generation, his disciples would sit around and ask him, "You are such a great scholar. How did you get such deep insight into the Torah?" And he would say to them, "When did I learn to study Torah? When did I truly learn to study the Holy Torah? I learned everything when the great Rebbe Aaron of Karlin held me silently against his breast." Today's reading is an invitation to lean silently upon the breast of God, to hear God's heartbeat, and to match our own with it. The Shema is a clarion call for our generation as much as it was and is for the Hebrew people. It is the prayer that Jesus prayed and the prayer that Jesus lived, loving the one God and loving all that the one God loves. They are the words that call us back to the one from whom we come, and they remind us of who we are meant to be, lovers of God. Like the Shema for the Jewish people, so Jesus is for us in word and sacrament. Jesus is the word that we bind upon our hearts and our minds with all our strength and with all our might. Saint Dominic, our holy father, brother, and friend, whose feast we celebrate today, was wrapped, bound in this word. He leaned day and night against the breast of God. His own pulse beat in synchronization with the heartbeat of God. And his preaching, his life, reflected this harmony in the way he encountered others, listening to them, believing in them, seeing their potential, drawing out the best of them. To lean against the breast of God, to be wrapped and bound to its word as Dominic was, to listen to the heartbeat of God, is to be open to change. For it has the power to transform us ever more deeply into who and whose we are. Shema, O people of God, hear and listen.